Good morning. My name is Tobias Magati, and I will be with you today. One time I was in Tanzania, and the pastor talked to me a week before if I can preach, and I said yes. But for some reason, that night, a day before the evening, I think because of the jet lag, I can say, I was a little bit struggling to start sleeping earlier. So my mind was still in Indiana time. And in that morning, there they begin service like 6:30 in the morning. And Tobias was sleeping. I tried to use my phone at least to wake me up. I think the phone rang and rang and rang. I didn't even hear it. So here the phone was calling. Like, I tried to grab him and say, who is this guy disturbing my sleeping? He kept calling, and the third time, I decided to grab the phone. And here was the pastor asking, Tobias, where are you? People are ready. Where are you? Then I say, what? The service is already begin. Oh, man, I'm late. Then I wake up quickly and rush to the service. After that service, in Shirati, Mennonite, Tanzania, they have this tendency of, you know, they stand in a big line and shaking hands. So when I was in that line, the pastor came and put envelope into my hand. With the, on the top of the envelope was something like KMT, Kanisa la Mennonite, Tanzania, the Mennonite Church of Tanzania. So I received it and I put it in my Bible. For some reasons, I never even opened that envelope. Then after a year, I was again ready for a trip back to Tanzania. And I was packing, opened my briefcase. Here was the envelope. Then I said, wow, KMT, Kanisa la Mennonite Tanzania. Wow. Something said, you know what? You never even opened the envelope. So on that day, I grabbed the envelope, opened it, and here I found 10,000 T shillings. And I say, I have this money all these days here. Then I decided to call to find out why I have 10,000 T shillings in that envelope. And the person who received the phone was one of the church officials, and she told me that, you know, here in our church, whoever stands there to preach, at least we pass that amount every Sunday. So that was your portion. Anyway, I say, okay. Our story today is very familiar. This is a story about the family of Jacob and Rebecca. The story of Rebecca and Isaac. Rebecca and Isaac, they have two sons. And during the pregnancy, the children struggled together within her, and she appealed to God to ask the Lord. During those days, people can communicate with God, ask the questions, and the Lord can give the answer. And then the Lord said to her, that two nations are in your womb, and the people born of you shall be divided. The son shall be stronger. The one shall be stronger than the other. The elder shall save the younger. Rebecca had twins. Their names are Esau and Jacob. Esau used to like hunting, while Jacob used to stay home and helping Rebecca to make food. So because of that, Rebecca tend to like Jacob because, you know, if Jacob is there always helping her, then they become friends. And Isaac tend to like Esau. And I think because Esau was the firstborn of that family. But the Bible says that during when these children were being born, Esau came first, But Jacob, when Jacob was coming very too close, he was hanging on the heels of Esau. And the Bible said, because of that, he was grabbing the heels of Esau. Then they said he should be named Jacob. And according to the Bible says, Jacob means grabbing things which doesn't belong to him. So we can see the meaning of that name from the beginning. And also we can see the division within the family. Mother pick Jacob and the daddy pick Esau. Isaac was getting old, and in those days, when a father is getting old and maybe thinking that he doesn't have, you know, long time to live, they have a tradition, and that tradition is the same as many families or any tribes like mine in Africa. When a father is old enough and thinking that is the time to pass leadership to another son, he will call them. So Isaac was feeling that it was a time to give some blessings. And in some tribes, the firstborn, especially on the son side, tend to become the leader. So Isaac was thinking to give the blessing to Esau. And he called Rebekah, his wife, and told Rebekah, call me Esau to come here. So when Esau came, he told him, I want to bless you. Go and hunt. Bring some animals. Make a food so that I can give my blessing. Rebekah didn't like this. He rushed quickly and told Jacob. Esau did as the father said. He went hunting. Back home, Rebekah had a plan. So he told Jacob, go quickly, get animal so that we can make a food to your father. Jacob obeyed, and Rebekah made food quickly, and then they come with a plan, because Esau, he was having hair on his body, and Jacob was not, and it seems like their voices also was not the same. So they make food, and then she give the food to Jacob, so that Jacob can go to the father and the father can pass blessing to him. So when he took the food, and then Isaac was like, how comes you are back that quickly? And Jacob said, the Lord blessed me with what? With animal. So that's why I was able to catch animal and come back. Isaac was having some worried, said, I don't think this is clear. Your voice doesn't sound like Esau. Are you really Esau? Then he says, yes, Dad. Okay, come here, very close. It seems like Isaac was losing the sight. He was not able to see clearly. And then he gave the blessing to Jacob. Jacob was aware that Esau was supposed to come back home quickly. So Rebekah told him to rush and pack and leave to his uncle Laban. Laban was living in a town called Haran. When Esau came back, make a food and take food to daddy, and daddy asked, who are you? Then he said, I'm Esau. Then he said, what? I'm here for blessing. And who was here before you? What, Dad? Somebody was here? Yes, I'm already gave my blessing to one whoever was here before you. I think you can imagine how sad Isa was in that kind of situation. And I think you can imagine how Isaac was very sorry for this incident. Anyway, Jacob, on his way to Laban's house, he was struggling. He didn't know the road, even the way where he was going. So he spent time finding out, and even when the night comes, he didn't have a place to stay. That night, he had a rock and used that rock as a pillow. And during the night, he saw something like a dream, like a tall ladder going all the way from earth to heaven, and people ascending and descending. And he thought that at the top, there was God standing there. So that morning, he decided to call that place Bethel. And he said, "From now on, I will build house for the Lord." And another thing, he said, since the Lord was in that area, and the Lord told him, "One day you will come back and live in this area." So I thought that was like a promise. And he said, because he was able to see God, he will give one-tenth of his income. And I think that's maybe where giving tithes maybe come from. Because he decided, because I'm able to see God face to face, whatever I have, I will give to God. The next day, he continued with his journey to his uncle's place. And on the way here, he met some people around that area, and one of them was Leah. Leah was the daughter of Laban. So Leah helped him to walk always to their home. Leah was so beautiful, and Jacob was like fall in love with Leah. So he decided to talk to Leah's father and said, "I'm in love and I would like to marry your daughter." As tradition in that culture, to marry someone, you have to pay or you have to give thanks. In Africa, we call it dowry. I think that tradition is still alive and is still going on. And then he said, "I don't have anything." But then Laban said, "You can work for me." For how long? They agreed for 7 years. But the day of the wedding, or the day when he was supposed to have his wife, something was not right. He found himself having Leah and not Rachel. Leah was the firstborn of Laban. And he was very mad. And he said, "Why you have done this to me?" You know, he was very mad. But this is, to me, seems like this was his turn, because he also tricked his father. And now he was tricked by his uncle. But anyway, the uncle told him that this is our tradition. The first has to go, and then the second can follow. We can't allow you to take the second before the first lady to leave home. So he decided to stay and work for another 7 years. And when that 7 years is over, then here is the beloved one, Rachel, the one he was looking to marry. He stayed there for years, and then there was a time the Lord told him that now it's time to go back to Canaan. And during that time, he has already have a lot of animals, many people working for him. And you know, there's something also happened. Because of time, I'm not going to say it, but I would like to mention that he found himself having four wives and many kids, okay? Not only two wives, but here, four of them. Anyway, on the way back home, that's where he was struggling with this idea of going back home, because he was aware of what he has done to his brother back home. And he was wondering, how is he going to apologize to his brother all these long days? So he was afraid. And also I think he was afraid to see his father. How is he going to explain all of these things he has done? But anyway, because it was God's voice telling you have to pack and go back home, he decided to obey it. So then he started moving back to his hometown. And one night, because he was struggling and afraid to go meet his brother, he had an idea that maybe he should distribute the group he had in small groups so that he can send one group after another. And the first group should go and say, "This is your gift. Received it is from your servant, Jacob." And that gift was going to his brother, Esau. So he did that. But also, during that plan, there was a moment when he decided to be alone. And he asked everybody within that area to stay away from him. And that night, he was praying and asking God to forgive him for what he had done. And that night is when this man or angel or God was struggling with him throughout the night. But on the other hand, it seemed like it was a time for him to repent. It was a time for him to ask forgiveness for all these bad things he had done in the past. And in the morning, as we heard from the readings, this person was now ready to go. And before that, Jacob asked to know who was struggling with him. Okay? And before that, he also asked for blessings. And that part for me was a little bit crazy, because they were struggling until he had a problem. His hip was struck. And now here, he's asking for blessings. And also he's asking to know who is this person. But anyway, the person asked him, "Who are you?" And he said, "I am Jacob." That moment, he didn't lie again. He didn't even trick this man like he did with Isaac and Esau. He decided to be honest. He decided to tell the truth. "Now, what is your name? Are you going to trick someone about your name? It is not only name. It is what you are doing. It is also actions." But on that day, that person said, "From now on, your name is no longer Jacob anymore. You are going to be called Israel." And that is where you can see the name of that family was not called anymore like Jacob's family. Now it was Israel. This story, for me, is a challenging story, because in our tradition, you can't steal a birthright, even changing it. You don't have to do that. But it seems like in this story of Jacob and Esau, if we go back then, there was a moment when Esau went hunting and he stayed for 2 days. When he came back, he was He was not able to find an animal, and he was very hungry. And Jacob was at home making food, and he was hungry. He asked Jacob to give him some, and Jacob said, "You know what? If I can give you my food, we have to change with you. Give me your birthright." And then he says, "So what? You can have it." Okay? He never think that he released something very big from him going to Jacob. And remember Jacob's name. He's grabbing things which doesn't belong to him. Anyway, in my family or in my tribe, if the firstborn is not capable to become a leader, the family will sit and decide to make a decision who can be in charge. But here, the Lord, I think, was in making all these plans. Because if we also remember from the beginning what the Lord told Rebecca, that the elder one will save the younger one. So I think this is God's plan in some reasons or in some ways. Back home here in not too far from our Goshen area, there was a story also. The story is about a family of Levi and Catherine. They live in a town called Fountain in Indiana. These people decided to help the people who are running away, slaves who are running from Kentucky going to Canada. I think you call them underground really. And one of my son did a research about it, and we decided to go there and visit the place during this spring break. And then the lady who was helping us as a tour guide said to us, trying to explain the hope and the courage of the slaves and the people who are working to help them, because the kind of the environment was not safe, was very, very dangerous. They can even be killed. But these slaves, because of the hope and the new future, they were walking long distance to find freedom. So, Levi and Catherine, they were there within that community, helping these guys to look for the freedom. And they said, because of that, about 1,000 slaves from Kentucky area were able to pass there, going to Canada, searching for their freedom. And during that tour, one of my sons also was wondering how Levi was able to convince Catherine to be a part of that mission. And the lady told us even Catherine herself was having that idea even before they marry each other. Why am I trying to bring this up? Sometimes it's very hard if husband and wife are not working together in some kind of difficult missions like this. So because of them working together as a couple, I think that also helped them, because there were so many people staying in their homes. And here is Catherine, they said, was the one, when somebody knocked at the door, the Catherine was the one rushing quickly to open the door and also making food to these slaves. There is hope in future and a new life when we believe in Christ. When we are thinking about runaway slaves, they went through terrible things. But still they have hope and courage for a new life, hope of one day being free. We are also sinners and running away from our lives of sin toward the grace of Christ. Christ is inviting us today to come home. If we read the book of Isaiah 1:18, it says, "Come now, let us argue." Another book says, "Come now and let us reason." Says the Lord, "Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be like snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall become like wool. The Lord knows each of us by our names. Bring your sins to him, you and me. We have our own troubles." You know, sin is very strong, that when it entered into humans, it can destroy the inside and outside the beauty which we received from God. Sin makes us to become very different. It is the work of devil to try to steal the good things in us. And for us to become stronger, we have to invite Christ in our lives. He is the Redeemer, and he has power to help us to turn away from sin. Friends, accept Jesus Christ in your life today. Don't stay away from his glory. If we pray, things will change, then you will begin a new path. Remember, he can do the wonders and nobody can do. The Lord makes a way to the Underground Railroad. He is the same who made a path for his people out of Egypt. He is the Lord, the Holy One, who walks with Jacob in the desert. Jacob struggled with God and received forgiveness. And he is the one who promised to be with the people of Israel. This is a new day for our salvation, because Christ suffered for our sins once for all time. He never sinned, but he died for sinners to bring you safely home to God. That according to the book of 1 Peter 3:18. Now, I am reminding you today that you can overcome your struggles today through the power of Jesus Christ. Remember, apologies is very important. When Jacob and Esau come to contact to each other, they forgot about the blessings. They forgot about who is supposed to be the king. They see each other as brothers, and they hug and kiss each one. Thank you.
Thank you, Tobias.